Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient John W. Minucci, M-E-N-I-C-U-C-C-I. Address is 204 Redbud, R-E-D-B-U-D, Drive, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-876-1153. His ID is XXX XXX 9696. Date of birth is September 8, 1946. 76-year-old married, retired man. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid Paradise, 530-872-2700. It's addressed to North State Cardiology. Below that should say Dr. Peter J. Wolk, M.D., Inc. Below that it should say Dr. Catherine Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, D, period, O, period, Ph.D., M.P.H., and below that it should say attention, Stephanie, P-I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O-N, F-N-P-S. The phone is 530-342-0123, fax 530-342-6475, carbon copy. Char, C-H-A-R, Bush, B-U-S-H, 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 F-N-P, below that should say Paradise Medical Group. That would be Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3674. Phone is 530-872-6650. Fax 530-872-6653. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of persistent, progressive, and partially incapacitating tremor, subparagraph. Current concerns about physiological tremor. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. John Minucci, M-E-N-I-C-U-C-C-I, who was seen today accompanied by his wife providing additional historical information. New paragraph, as you may remember, John has developed increasing symptoms of a rather fine and not so rapid physiological tremor on the right that has gotten worse over a period of time, now interfering with his handwriting and complex motor activities such as model train assembly and work with small instruments. New paragraph. While he does have some clinical symptoms of stiffness and is noticed to have some difficulty arising from a low chair, he denies a serious motor impairment, other than he reports that over the last several years, his motor activity is becoming more sluggish and it is harder for him to exercise, such as ambulating for longer distances. Subparagraph, he denies that this is necessarily due to increased dyspnea. Subparagraph, he has underlying cardiovascular disease, having completed successfully bypass surgery, currently treated for hypertension with the development of some relative bradycardia, and having a previous history of transient supraventricular tachycardia, comma, atrial fibrillation, for which he is currently treated with Eliquis and antiarrhythmic medication. New paragraph. He gave an additional history today of dyssomnia with multiple nocturnal arousals to void, not describing dyspnea at night, but giving a history of discomfort in sleeping for a very long period of time. Subparagraph, he also gives a history of having to stand up and walk around after sitting in the evening watching TV for hours without clear motor pain or weakness, or although restlessness is uncertain. New paragraph, he was given a diagnosis by Dr. Lee of tremor 4 or 5 years ago, thought to be physiological tremor. Subparagraph, whether he was treated with medication is unclear, but by his report, medications were discussed but not initiated. New paragraph. Current medications, list these vertically, atorvastatin 80 milligrams once daily, Dr. Wolk, chlorothalidone 25 milligrams, half tablet daily, Dr. Wolk, valsartan 160 milligrams, 2 per day, metformin 500 milligrams, 2 per day, Dr. H.A. R-I-N-D-E-R, Singh, S-I-N-G-H, nifedipine, extended release, 30 milligrams, 2 per day. B12, 1,000 micrograms, once per day. Men's General Gummy Vitamin, one daily. New paragraph, past medical history. He reports diabetes, medical allergies, adverse reactions, none reported. C Systematic Review of Systems General. Nunn, E-E-N-T, he wears eyeglasses. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, he does have a history of anginal chest pain, treated with nitroglycerin, hypertension, irregular heartbeat, transient tachycardia. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Gastrointestinal, history of some heartburn, indigestion, and transient diarrhea. Genitourinary, nocturnal frequency, up to 4 times per night. Hematological, he has a history of slow healing after cuts, no history of anemia, blood disease, phlebitis, excessive bleeding or bruising. Locomotor musculoskeletal, no additional symptoms reported. Mental health, no symptoms reported. Cervical, no symptoms reported. Male genitourinary, he stands 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighs 220 pounds. Nocturia times 4, no other symptoms reported. Sexual function. No symptoms reported. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Mental health, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral care. Convulsions, fainting, or paralysis. Personal health and safety. He lives with his wife. He did not indicate a history of falls, although at times he does report feeling somewhat unsteady on his feet. He reported no other visual or hearing loss. He did not answer questions regarding completing an advance directive or need to prepare such. There's no history reported of public health issues regarding verbally aggressive behaviors, exposure to physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family history. He was born on September 8, 1946. He's right-handed, 76 years old. His father died at age 88 from heart disease. His mother at 85 from heart disease. New paragraph. He gave a family history of heart disease, hypertension, but did not indicate a family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He completed high school in 1964, college in 1968. Social history and health habits. He's married. He reports drinking a moderate amount of alcohol, 2 glasses four times per week, subparagraph, he did not indicate a modification of his tremor symptoms with alcohol consumption. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There's no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. He reported a history of stress. He is retired. Previously employed. As an electrical contractor, serious illnesses and injuries. He has had a previous history of fracture. There's no history of concussion, loss of consciousness, other serious disease, hospitalizations and operations. He denied a history of blood transfusions. Or serious operations. Other than his coronary artery bypass surgery, which was successful. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he did not answer symptoms. Questions. Head, he denied a history of neuralgia and other symptoms. Neck, he denied symptoms. Upper back and arms, he denied symptoms. Middle back, he denied symptoms. Lower back, he denied symptoms. Shoulders, he denied symptoms. Elbows, he denied symptoms. Wrists, he denied symptoms. Hips, he denied symptoms. Ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he denied symptoms. New paragraph. Neurological review of symptoms. He denied any history of difficulty with his vision, diplopia, or sense of vertigo. He denied losses of a sense of smell or taste, difficulties with chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph, he denied focal or isolated motor weakness. New paragraph, he denied unusual sensory symptoms. New paragraph, he denied any additional form of tremor or ballistic movements. New paragraph. He reported some sense of generalized fatigue and weakness without profound loss of strength, ataxia, or falls. New paragraph, neurological examination. Mental stat in general, John is a well-developed, well-nourished, late middle-aged, right-handed man who is pleasant, alert, oriented, and who appears to be in no particular distress, with logical and goal-oriented thinking, appropriate for the clinical circumstances and without unusual ideation. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 to examination are in remarkable. New paragraph is motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, strength. New paragraph, sensory examination is intact to touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are generally hypoactive, particularly at the patellar and Achilles. New paragraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. New paragraph. Cerebellar / extrapyramidal. Extended motor testing, upper extremities, demonstrates a mild, relatively low-speed rhythmic tremor on the right as compared to the left that is relatively fine. Subparagraph, motor movement abolishes tremor. Ambulatory examination doesn't exacerbate tremor. New paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers demonstrates normal, rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed testing. Finger tapping test. New paragraph. Passive range of motion in the upper and lower extremities on two occasions demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular skeletal rigidity or cogwheeling. New paragraph, his ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. John Minucci presents with a clinical history of possible early cognitive decline as reported by his wife. New paragraph. In completion of his intake assessment, large amounts of information were not included, suggesting possible cognitive impairment. New paragraph. He drinks a significant amount of alcohol, for which it is unclear that this causes any functional impairment or terrible or abolition of a physiological tremor. New paragraph. His examination demonstrates a relatively mild asymmetric physiological tremor. New paragraph. His clinical examination does not demonstrate features of Parkinsonism. New paragraph. His clinical history is suspicious for nocturnal restlessness, afternoon restlessness, and possible symptoms of restless leg syndrome. Recommendations. Number one, with his history of cognitive decline and clinical findings, high-resolution 3D neuroqualitative brain imaging will be completed. New paragraph, I'm having him complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires where his wife can help completing the questions, question work if necessary. New paragraph, diagnostic laboratory studies to exclude contributing features to his chronic fatigue, such as vitamin B12 malabsorption / deficiency on metoprolol, may be very important in consideration for further evaluation of disorders contributing to his tremor. New paragraph, overnight sleep testing will also be completed to exclude suspected nocturnal restlessness and sleep apnea. New paragraph, therapeutic considerations. While there are a number of therapeutic considerations for control of his tremor, considering the complexity of his current medical treatment, I will wait until he returns with the results of his testing and consideration of therapy for tremor management. New paragraph, should we identify that he has suspected sleep apnea, then therapeutic intervention may help control a number of symptoms, including his tremor and fatigue. New paragraph, it would be my concern that in addition to his oral vitamin B12, that he possibly be initiated on B12 injection therapy for his chronic fatigue, which he may be very responsive because of his metformin medication. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.